It's been about 7 years since the Environmental Protection Agency found a chemical used to sterilize medical equipment and spices was a lot more harmful than the agency originally thought. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports now a legal settlement will force the agency to finalize a rule to bring emissions down at commercial sterilization facilities, like Cook Group Incorporated in Ellettsville.
Long-term exposure to ethylene oxide can cause blood cancers and breast cancer, among other things. Activists living near these facilities sued the EPA last December for failing to finalize a rule to limit the chemical at commercial sterilizers. The agency hasn't taken action on its proposed rule since the public comment period ended in late June. Marvin Brown is a senior attorney with Earth Justice, which represented activists in the suit. He says the rule makes all sterilizers meet the same requirements regardless of how much ethylene oxide they emit, and those that emit more than 10 tons would have to apply for a stricter permit. But the EPA wouldn't require companies to monitor emissions at their fence lines, which Brown says is incredibly important.
To help communicate to communities that the air that they're breathing is actually truly safe and not depending solely on the word of the facilities themselves.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.